This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Ooh, Beverly in Delaware is having some issues with a contractor. How can we help you?
Hey, love your show.
Thank you, Beverly.
Listen to it every Saturday on WDEL in Wilmington.
All right.
I hired a contractor. He started the job, did it halfway, took my money, and left. And I haven't
seen
him since. The problem is my mom is 87, is moving in, and I have a half of a shower, walk-in shower, 4x4, and the plan was to put glass blocks from the top of the tiled wall to the ceiling. Is that something I can do myself to finish it off, or do I have to hire someone?
Glass blocks are a little bit tricky because it's kind of like setting brick. I mean, you have to have a mortar, and then you stack them up one at a time, and that's actually what makes the, you know, makes the wall. So you have to do it one on top of another on top of the other. Plus, you have to be able to make sure that the sizing works out right, because you can't end up with half a glass block because you can't cut them.
Right. Any special way to cut them if I have to cut them?
No, actually, what you want to do is design it so that you don't have to cut them and buy the right size pieces.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you about this contractor that took off halfway through.
Right.
So why don't you go to the police and say and file a theft charge against them?
Well, I've been trying to deal with the Attorney General's office on the consumer protection, and
right.
I'm playing phone tag. And so that was my next step, because I just get voicemails, and no one's really helping me.
Pay them, and so that basically they took your money and ran?
Right. I paid them in increments as a part of the job was done, the demolition, the drywall, the painting, whatever. And then I paid them to order my doors and windows. I finally took advantage of the tax rebate this year.
Right.
And I was going to get a Therma-Tru door because I've heard you guys talk about it so much. So I had to give them the money to get the windows and doors, and of course I don't have any of that either.
Oh my God, he didn't even order them for you?
Well, listen, if the contractor has acted in a fraudulent way like that, you can file a theft charge against them. I would check with your attorney, but generally you can go to the police department, and if they essentially take your money and run like this guy did, that's stealing. That's not something that you know, you have to necessarily go after them civilly for. You can go after them criminally. And you'll find that even the sleaziest contractors, I think that there's a chance they're going to get a criminal complaint on their record. They may settle up with you. So I think you can do both at the same time. But, you know, obviously check with your own lawyer. I can't give you legal advice, but I've done it here. And I tell you, it works. It works well.
So I can go to the police department and start there?
Yeah. Go to the police department and try to file a theft complaint. They basically took your money and ran.
Right.
That's theft.
Yes.
Right. That's not a contract dispute. It's not like, you know, they built it, you didn't like the way it came out.
They
charged you
your
for
money.
Something. They stole your money. There's no difference between that and somebody, you know,
walking up to you and taking your purse.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it greatly. Keep up the good work.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
That's so crazy. I feel like it's the one arena where people are like, oh, well, they took my money. I'm kind of screwed. It's like, no, you can do something about this.
Exactly. You're not screwed. It's theft.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.